will say today is every year my least favorite day in the National Football League. Usually, for 14 years, I'm at home watching teams have to make changes with their head coaches. Today, we're in that position. And this is the first time in 14 years that that's been the case. We've decided to make a change, as you all know, and we're going to be saying goodbye to the winningest coach in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles. That's the main point. That's not said lightly, because there is only one coach who can be the winningest coach in the history of an NFL franchise, especially one that goes back that far as the Philadelphia Eagles, and that's Andy Reid.
These are the greatest 14 years of my life. My staff is appreciative. These players that have banked on you guys and the great work that you've done is phenomenal. Sometimes, like Jeffrey says, sometimes change is good. And I know Jeffrey does nothing that isn't the best for the organization. So I know the next guy that comes in will be phenomenal. And the ultimate goal is the Super Bowl, right?
That next coach came by way of the Great Northwest. The man at the top of the Eagles list was University of Oregon head coach Chip Kelly, a man who quickly rose through the college ranks and turned the Oregon Ducks into a national powerhouse. And as quickly as he flew into Philadelphia, the atmosphere of the organization transformed from anticipation to optimism.
It was a difficult decision, but you know, when I first met with Jeffrey and Don and Howie in Phoenix, the passion for this franchise was very, very evident to me. And obviously, there's not many opportunities to coach in the National Football League. There's 32 opportunities, and it's a special situation. It's an iconic franchise with a passionate, passionate owner. I'm excited to be an Eagle and excited to get started, and we're ready to go.
Now that a head coach was in place and his coaching staff assembled, the team shifted gears to free agency. The philosophy on both sides of the ball had changed, and holes were being filled swiftly with players suited to the new schemes. General Manager Howie Roseman was now the center of attention as the local and national media assembled at the NovaCare Complex to find out what course the team may take at this year's draft.
The most important question we ask, whether it's our scouts or myself or our coaches, is 3 years from now, what's this player going to be? Because we look at this draft, at every draft, as a long-term decision for our football team. So just because a player may be better in year one, he better also be better year three, four, five, and so on from that. So that's really our focus, is what we think they can be. And obviously you're projecting a little bit, which is what you're doing anyway.
Arguably one of the biggest nights on the NFL calendar arrives. After months of speculation on the order of the top four picks, the draft unfolds as most thought it would. The Eagles get the man they targeted.
Turn again, Lane Johnson, offensive tackle, Oklahoma. That's it.
With the fourth pick in the 2013 NFL draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select Lane Johnson, tackle, Oklahoma.
I'm honored. I mean, it's truly a blessing, and I'm just thankful that it fits a lot with what I do. You know, Chip ran a lot of plays, high-tempo offense there at Oregon, and very similar to what I did, you know, at Oklahoma. So I think it's a great fit and really had a good vibe heading into this draft.
As the draft buzz settles and free agency slows, the newly assembled squad has a chance to connect. Timing on the practice field begins, and time with each other will only help when things really heat up in the coming summer months. Coming up on Inside the Season, presented by Verizon Wireless, Fletcher Cox invites you down to Yazoo City, Mississippi for some off-road fun. In the world of professional football, the month of July signals the start of the most grueling weeks of the year. The storylines of training camp have a new home this season as the Eagles train in Philadelphia for the first time in 70 years. After a brief lull in the football calendar, the NovaCare complex buzzes with anticipation for the arrival of the men who will battle for coveted positions on the Eagles roster. The journey to this point is different for every player. And for Eagles rookie quarterback Matt Barkley, the process is strangely familiar.
I'm excited. We waited a long time for this and trained for a while. I think it's just a time to get your mindset ready to just go play ball and have fun, because you've worked so hard and it's nothing new. I've been doing this for so long, so it's ready to go.
For veteran players such as Evan Mathis, it's less about nerves and more about confidence for someone with numerous years in the league.
Headed to training camp, day one, time to get to work. Pretty excited about this year, about this season. Going into your ninth training camp, you kind of get more and more used to what to expect. Years past, there might have been some nerves, things like that for me. But over the past few years, I've built my game up, built my confidence. It's going to training camp now. It's really more so excitement than anything.
Expectations are high for the 90-plus players vying for merely 53 roster spots. After getting a taste of Chip Kelly's high-tempo practices and minicamps, players and the media alike are curious as to how training camp will unfold.
What's up, guys? How are y'all?
What's up, James?
How are you doing? Doing great. A lot of the fans are real curious, and we are as well, how the training camp under Chip is going to go. And after seeing how mini camp was, are you just as curious?
I'm just as curious. I'm in the same boat. It's a new city for me. It's a new team, new coach, and everything's new to me as well. And I know it's going to be a lot of work. I know we're going to be running a lot and real fast-paced stuff. It's all about the work now. It's all about coming here and being prepared to put in all those hours so we can, you know, enjoy it, and we expect great things this season, so we can enjoy it when the season starts.
After your road to the NFL, what does it feel like emotionally to finally be here at your first training camp?
It's great. It's amazing. I've always dreamed of this, you know, I mean, as a kid, watching football, I mean, playing football in high school and in college, to finally get to this level, and now it's here. It's surreal.
Reunions of old friends and smiles fill the locker room as the players settle back in. But for the first-year competitors, understood anxiety begins to appear, and they just want to get started.
This is the office for the next few weeks, next month, man. I'm excited. First training camp, don't know exactly what to expect, just ready to show up and work.
I'm just ready to get started, get the conditioning test over with first. Once you get this conditioning test over with, you know, I'll be good to go. But you always nervous about conditioning test because you never know what to expect or anything, but once I get that over with, I'm good to go. I'll be ready for practice.
So as training camp begins, so does the delicate balance of friendship and competition. With the front office and coaching staff having assembled the best possible roster, it's now up to the players to prove who deserves to stay and don the winged helmet on opening night in Washington, D.C. This portion of Inside the Season was brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Download the free Dunkin' mobile app today. Inside the Season is brought to you by Verizon Wireless. For Eagles text alerts from Verizon Wireless, text EAGLES to 82565. NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. Dunkin' Donuts. Download the free Dunkin' mobile app today. And by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the official hospital of the Philadelphia Eagles. The offseason is normally a time for players to wind down, hit the beach, and maybe do some fishing. Fletcher Cox, on the other hand, spends his time off a little differently.
We got plenty of mud out here.
Plenty of it.
Plenty.
Hey, here go my toy right here. This is my toy.
We're getting ready to have some fun, man.
Hey, Doug! Come on over here! Hey, Mark! Get set! Go!
Come on, let's go. Getting muddy pier today.
You're about
quarter
muddy you are last
time. Man, them ties make you muddy, man.
Okay.
I mean, it's just how I would do it in Mississippi. Just, it's just a normal day for a country guy like me just to go out and just have a little fun.
That's just that environment that's around Mississippi, that country environment. Everybody want to go mud ride, and racing is real big down here, too. Cars is a big part of my family. As far as, you know, racing and all that, you know, it's just something that we love to do. You know, some people have their different hobbies, and you know, we got our hobby, and racing is our hobby. The country boy, that'll never change.
Right now we're going back to high school, you know, just, you know, where it all started.
I mean, it was about 10th grade, you know, when I finally realized that, you know, I could make some out of football and be one of those guys, you know, to leave Yazoo City on a good note and just make my family proud. Staying in Mississippi was a good thing for me because I told everybody that, you know, you don't have to be from Florida or Atlanta or any other, you know, big city to play in the NFL, where I just went 2 hours down the road. And, you know, now look at it today, I already played my first year in the NFL.
We're about to take flight.
Earlier today was, I guess, off-road and forward. You know, one of the things I like to do besides playing football, and you know, now it's nighttime, Tuesday night, time for a little drag racing. I think I've had a lot of fun, you know, during my off time as far as, you know, just enjoying life. And now it's time to get back to football. So, you know, it's all football and, you know, no play.
This portion of Inside the Season was brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the official hospital of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Benny, what's up, my man?
Silly.
Yeah, that'll work. Hey, so here's why I want to start this off, because I think this is really cool. I actually just learned something about LSU. Everybody here likes you. You got a great reputation. At LSU, you wore the number 18.
Yeah.
Tell everybody what it stands for, what it's about, and how you got it.
18 represent guys that's not selfish, great leader, great character on and off the field. And this is voted on by the coaching staff, the equipment staff, training room staff, like all those people at LSU that think that you're a good player and a good person overall.
Dude, were you honored? Did you expect it?
No, it's something you go into LSU never expecting to do, like wear number 18 or anything, because before I got there, was a lot of skilled guys to wear, so I was the first actual D lineman to actually wear number 18, so it's a new tradition for a 300-plus guy to wear that small number.
Much swag. There,
yeah,
huh?
It was swag too, but a big guy with a small number, so I actually like it.
Representing the big guy. Representing the big guy. Now, if you weren't playing football, they said that you're into the FBI, U.S. Marshals. Why is that?
Growing up, I used to always want to be a firefighter, police officer. Until I got older, I started learning more about the difficult law enforcement fields, and just thought, like, just something I would really like to do. U.S. Marshal, travel the world, hunt fugitives, track down, you know, guys that are wanted for different kind of crimes and things.
In the short time you've been here in Philly, so far, what's your favorite part about Philly?
Favorite part about Philly?
Have you had a cheesesteak yet?
Yeah, I have. Seth, come on, really? Look at me thinking I haven't had a cheesesteak.
Pat's, Gino's, Chickies, Jim's. Do you remember where you had it?
think it was Tony Luke's.
Yo, we got a Tony Luke in the house. Yeah, do you like it?
Yeah, it was good.
Good call. Say, Tony, send him some cheese sticks. Have you been downtown at all?
Yeah, Jim. Jim's as nice, yeah.
Jim, send him some cheese sticks. Definitely. Have you seen the city at all?
Yeah. Well, I didn't expect all the history behind, you know, Philly. And something I found interesting was the Hunted Prison. I want to go there during Halloween and see how it is.
Eastern State Penitentiary is what it's called. It is the coolest thing you will ever see. They do such a great job. You're going to see it. You're going to be there.
I'm definitely being there.
Now, going back to kind of what you said about the U.S. Marshals and the FBI and wanting to travel around, if you could travel somewhere, anywhere, where would you want to go?
My dream vacation, I always wanted to go to Africa. Okay. Just tour Africa. I always heard, like, the scenery. I'm a country boy, so I like the outdoors, the wilderness, the just nature, and just see how the Africa is.
You know, like you said, you're a self-described country boy.
Yeah.
What got you into football?
What got me into football? I just like how physical it is. It's just a way to take out all your anger in a legal way without getting in trouble. I mean, that's my thing growing up. I always, like, was a little short, chubby kid that always was, like, mad and just wanted to disgust us. Like, really started playing football, and I started understanding better. I started looking at a different perspective than just to go out there and take my anger out.
That's awesome, man. Well, we love having you here, man.
Thank you.
Hey, legend of LSU. Rocking the number 18. It's an honor. It's a privilege, man. Benny Logan, peace out.
Brotherly love. You see those words slapped on coffee mugs and keychains at the airport. But few people really understand what brotherly love truly means. See, it's a tough love, a family love. And there are things we can say about each other nobody else is allowed to say. Why? Because we wear our hearts on our sleeves, even when we're not wearing sleeves. We are 44-6 and 4th-26. We have enough miracles to be considered for sainthood. And if you lay it all on the line, really lay it on the line, we will make sure you never pick up a tab in this town again. See, when it comes to the birds, it's always we. It's always been we. And no matter how many times they try to knock us down by dragging up garbage like snowballs and Santa Claus, we know that every fall, we will rise.
The Eagles and the American Red Cross are teaming up for the 6th annual Eagles Blood Drive. For more information on how you can participate, visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.